For traffic on your iPhone or BlackBerry, go to KFWB.com.
Well, we've been getting these updates from New Orleans, and of course there is a cap on the well, but the cumulative number, the numbers keep getting worse.
Keeps growing, right? With each new look by scientists, the figures for that blown out well at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico show the amount of oil spewing may have been much higher than previously thought.
Right, joining us live from New Orleans, AP correspondent Tamara Lush. Tamara, scientists consulting the government on the spill have some astonishing new numbers they feel pretty confident about, don't they?
Well, good morning, Lisa and Phil. The numbers are mind-boggling. The scientists are saying that between 42 million gallons to more than 100 million gallons of oil have already gone into the fragile waters, which it's almost incomprehensible, the amount of oil that's out there.
And it's the third time that the government's had to boost its estimate of just how much is flowing out. Do we expect these to keep on coming?
The estimate said it.
Yeah. It's possible. It's absolutely possible. All of these new spill estimates are worse than the earlier ones, and it's a good thing to note that they're far more costly for BP as well, and it's seen its stock sink in part because of this, I believe.
Yeah, and there's so much at stake, and I want to start in one place because I went to your Facebook wall this morning and I watched this video that you posted about sea turtles rescued and cleaned up. The turtles, at least in the video, seem to have fared okay after they were cared for, but for other animals, I gather, not so much the same story.
Yes, that's a very interesting point because there's a whole debate going on now whether bird washing, especially for birds, is wasteful and it's sort of a feel-good activity and it just buys these creatures a bit more time. And even the turtles, even the scientists that I spoke with yesterday with the turtles, say, yes, the turtles we saw yesterday, they look okay. They're eating and they're doing their turtle things right now. However, once they get released in the wild, they may suffer organ damage. And, you know, this is a real concern of a lot of the scientists on what the long-term effects on the wildlife will be.
So are they saying then that any of the animals that are affected may, in essence, then be a lost cause?
Well, some scientists have said essentially that. Other scientists say, no, it's worth it to clean and to release the animals, and we absolutely need to do it, especially in the case of turtles. Those turtles in the video, which is on YouTube, those turtles are Kemp's Ridley turtles, and they're endangered turtles, and it's very difficult for them. So it's worth trying to save those turtles, the scientists told me.
And have you spoken lately with any of the local lawmakers, Tamara, who are in the area as far as where they're at with what's going on and moving this forward to help out residents?
Well, there's something interesting happening here in Louisiana with lawmakers. At the same time that they're angry and that they're at BP and angry that BP isn't being quicker with paying residents' claims, some of the politicians here are also rushing to the defense of the oil and gas industry, and they're pleading with the Obama administration to bring back offshore drilling because they're saying that, you know, this temporary ban on drilling actually is hurting residents even more. And they're saying that this moratorium could put more than 100,000 people out of work. So there's just a lot of anger and a lot of frustration on so many levels here.
Yeah, I think we heard 16% of Louisiana's GDP is oil industry related. Is that a number you've seen bounced around?
It is. I mean, really, the oil and gas industry is really the backbone of the economy here.
Yeah.
And to be waiting around and not working during a time when all this tragedy is going on, if they could at least be out at work, they'd be feeling as if they're doing something and productive and earning money.
Exactly. And like much of the South and like in California as well, the foreclosure rate here just, it's not going down, let's put it that way. Yeah. So these jobs are really needed.
Tamara Lush, thank you again for your many visits on LA's Morning News this week, and you're doing a great job. We thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
5:36 on LA's Morning News.
A bill to give the Coast Guard more money to respond to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico has zipped through Congress. It now goes to the White House for President